This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Testimony to revise USDA's federal milk marketing order convenes in the state of Indiana as we get an update from Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation, joining us from our nation's capital. And Chris, there's been a hearing going on in Carmel, Indiana, but then we had a holiday break. So has USDA resumed this hearing in Carmel, Indiana?
Yes and no, Bill. They have resumed as of last week in Indiana. The venue actually switched from Carmel to Zionsville, which is about 3 or 4 miles away. So essentially, yes, in the suburbs of Indianapolis last week and now this week, the USDA is resuming its review of a lot of different proposals to update the federal milk marketing order system. Really what's left is looking at our proposal, which is proposal number 19, to update the Class 1 pricing differentials in each of the 3,100 U.S. counties. So when you're talking about that many counties and across, well, frankly, 50 states, it does require a lot of witness testimony and cross-examination. And so that is what was going on before we took a six-week break in this process earlier in the fall, and it's what is continuing to go on here in early December. Now, it looks like the hearing is basically going to take another pause after this coming week, and they will then resume sometime in mid-January. It's not official, as you and I are talking today on Wednesday, Bill, but it looks like that the hearing process will reconvene on Tuesday, January 16th, back in Carmel, not Zionsville. And then hopefully they will be able to knock out all the remaining testimony, all the remaining witness cross-examination, and get this thing done basically by the end of January. So that's what we are hoping for here. It's maybe a little too early to ask Santa to deliver us a gift like that, but we are hoping that the hearing will actually conclude, and then it'll take USDA a period of months to digest all of the testimony that has been presented, but then they will come out with a recommended decision that the industry can look at. That'll probably be sometime towards the end of spring, early summer.
We are in the hustle and bustle and towards the end of the year. What's on the agenda for Congress? Any key votes that they're looking at as we approach Christmas?
Well, yes, indeed. They do have a key vote, especially for people who are hoping for additional options of milk to be served in the nation's schools. So at the outset of our conversation here, you're talking about how the federal order update process has been sort of a slow rolling process throughout 2023. Now I'm shifting gears to talk about the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which is legislation that's been introduced the past few years in Congress, but now it looks like that at least in the House of Representatives bill, next week the House is going to vote on legislation. Now, this is a bipartisan bill that would expand the milk options schools can choose to serve in the federal school meal programs. Right now, I think, as everyone knows, the choices are basically 1% milk and fat-free milk, including flavored varieties like chocolate. This legislation would give the schools the added ability to offer 2% and even whole milk in addition to the existing varieties that I previously mentioned. So we are really hoping that this legislation gets passed. It's not actually under the jurisdiction of the House Agriculture Committee because the school lunch program is under the jurisdiction of the Education and Workforce Committee. So it's something that the whole House is going to be voting on, we think, next week. Assuming it passes, then we will try to get a similar bill passed through the Senate in the coming months so that this legislation can ultimately become law.
That's a good way of explaining it, and it would also make a lot of people happy during Christmas time, especially in the dairy industry, those that have been pushing for more milk in schools.
It will certainly make dairy producers happy if this legislation is adopted, but ultimately we have to promote this by reminding people that this is about kids' health and that if they have a greater variety of milk options that they can choose from, it will increase their milk consumption and with it all the great nutrition that milk offers, whether it's whole milk, 2%, 1%, or even fat-free. Just giving all those options as opposed to a more limited menu, we think is a great selling point because it offers the opportunity for kids to choose what's best for their health and their situation, as opposed to rejecting all of those and drinking water or juice or soda pop or things that we know aren't in their best interest.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.